Deaver, second by Mr. Arlet. Any questions? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlet?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, any possible action on executive session items?
Yes, Mr. President. As indicated on the agenda, we discussed job applicants' qualifications, personnel, and land acquisition. And I think it'd be appropriate for two separate motions. The first would be that I move that we grant authority to our county administrator to negotiate, execute a contract, and purchase Tract A.
Pleasure, Council.
I want to make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Any questions on that motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlet?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore?
And the second would be, I move to authorize our county administrator to offer Candidate G the position of county engineer.
Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver?
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlet. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlet?
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. That's all, Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Okay, we're now going to go move into public hearings. Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I will read the rules of procedures for County Council zoning hearings at this time. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with Council the minutes and testimony from the planning zoning hearing, and these minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. You'll find a sign-in sheet at the podium, and please sign in with your name and address. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. And our first matter today on the agenda is conditional use number 2021. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. This is an application conditional use 2021. It's the application of 8P Loan Portfolio Holding LLC. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district and an AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 29.66 acres, more or less. Property is located at the southwest corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Autumn Road, being Road 299. A 911 address was not available. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 115. I'm here before you at this moment. I did receive a request to allow this application to be withdrawn. The request was received yesterday So since it was received yesterday and not 2 days prior to the two working days prior to this public hearing schedule, council has to vote on accepting the withdrawal. So what I did receive on the 30th, and I can read it to you. On November 19, 2015, we, being Ron Sutton of Civil Engineering Associates LLC, informed Ms. Janelle Cornwell that we would be withdrawing our conditional use application for the reference project. Ms. Cornwell informed us that we need to submit a letter stating our request. This requirement was relayed to the client. However, due to the holidays, the actual letter was not composed nor submitted prior to that deadline. Therefore, we respectfully request that conditional use 2021 be withdrawn from the docket. And also received, that was received yesterday. Also yesterday, we received a letter from Baird, Mandelis, and Rockstead. And basically, it's from Aaron Baker, Esquire, and states my firm represents 8P Loan Portfolio Holding LLC, which is the applicant for the referenced conditional use application. Please be advised that my client hereby withdraws its application for a conditional use permit. So I have two requests to withdraw.
It's the same issue. It's the same.
Same application.
Application, right? Okay.
One's from the engineer. One is from the attorney.
All right.
So because it wasn't 2 days prior, the council has to vote on accepting withdrawal.
Was there any reasons why they withdrew? As I read it, they wanted to do 288 residential units, mm-hmm. and there was only a sewer capacity for 118. Would that be possibly?
It doesn't state in their letter why they withdrew. The commission has yet to make a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they would like to address the engineering issue before they come back, if they come back. They haven't stated that they're going to reapply, but we don't know yet.
Pleasure of council.
I would like to have heard, had a reason, but anytime I think a application gets withdrawn,
I can provide them.
It's up to the president here, I guess.
Oh, all right.
We just wait to see what he did.
Yeah.
Well, no. Okay,
I'd want to hear this first.
Please step up.
I mean, as opposed to after.
Tell us who you are and
zero wrong.
I didn't hear planning and zoning hearing, so.
Good afternoon. Please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Aaron Baker, and I am an attorney from the law firm of Baird Mandelis Brockstead, who represents Roman numeral 8P Loan Portfolio Holding LLC, which is the applicant in this particular case. I realize that the focus of this hearing, certainly in your minds, has shifted quite suddenly from a hearing on a conditional use application to a hearing on the withdrawal of a conditional use application, which pursuant to the county code and by reason of the late receipt by the county of our letter of withdrawal requires good cause and approval of the majority of the county council. It is my client's position, the applicant, that good cause for withdrawal does exist. My law firm was retained just days before the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing in early November. In fact, we were retained formally on the Monday before the Thursday hearing and after the 10-day deadline for the submitting of a presentation notebook had already passed. As a result, no presentation notebook or binder containing additional information on the conditional use application was presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission. It is our belief that had we been engaged sooner, we would have been able to put together a more proper presentation consistent with the standards and expectations of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Unfortunately, and perhaps foreseeably, given the lack of adequate preparation, or rather time for preparation, the presentation before the Planning and Zoning Commission admittedly did not go well. The Planning and Zoning Commission expressed a number of reasonable and legitimate comments and concerns about both the proposed conditional use and the site plan contained and attached to the application for a conditional use. As a result, we advised our client and the applicant to withdraw the application and start fresh with a new plan, which would take into consideration the concerns and comments of the individual members of the Planning and Zoning Commission. In furtherance of those instructions, and another agent of my client, Ron Sutton, he contacted on November 19th the Planning and Zoning Office And based on his recollection, he spoke with Ms. Janelle Cornwell and expressed his intention to withdraw the application and also asked what formalities were required to do so. Admittedly, he was told that a written letter of withdrawal was required. Regrettably, though, due to a miscommunication between my client, the applicant, and the engineer, no letter was formally submitted to the Planning and Zoning Office before the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, compounding that mistake or miscommunication was the fact that the Thanksgiving holiday occurred last week. The county offices were closed on Thursday and Friday, and as a result, the earliest that a notice of withdrawal could have been submitted was Tuesday of last week, a full 7 days before today's hearing. And as a result of that shortened notice period, the error of my client and the miscommunication about who was to be responsible for drafting and submitting a withdrawal, by the time it was realized, the deadline had passed.
So we're going to blame it on the holiday? Okay, we've heard enough.
So are we looking at possibly a similar application coming forth in the future? Or isn't this something that could be corrected by applying, you know, the changes to your county council hearing at the county council? Are there so many changes that you cannot present it?
It's certainly the wish of my client not to present it to county council.
Right.
We had hoped to have the written recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission before withdrawal. They have since deferred, and we haven't had that benefit. We believe that allowing us to withdraw the application will give us the opportunity to confer with the client, confer with the client's engineer, and then prepare and submit a proper application, which is consistent with the expectations and standards of both the Planning Commission and this council.
Mm-hmm. All right, I understand.
Any more questions, council?
I'll make
pleasure, council.
We can make a motion now to permit the withdrawal of application.
Conditional use 2021.
Conditional use 2021.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes,
second, Mrs. Deaver, to allow conditional use 2021 to be withdrawn at this time. Questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Mr. Lake, I do have a question on formality. So if today we were to say no as a council to that, therefore today, because it's on our agenda, does the applicant have to present today?
He would. If you denied their request to withdraw, that public hearing would proceed.
And is the applicant prepared?
We certainly are not.
Okay. So that's number one. Number two is if the council says yes to the withdrawal, when is the applicant able to resubmit?
He could resubmit immediately.
Mm-hmm. And start the process immediately, right away.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if we again deny the withdrawal and we just vote no today, then they have to wait a year. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Wrong.
You're only voting on a withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
The commissioner, the record still open.
Both of that, because the commissioner has
the but record. I mean, if the applicant presents, he's not prepared, therefore we would automatically perhaps
defer.
Good. Perhaps that's correct.
We would have to.
And if he denied, then it would be a denial of us. He could not apply for the same application or a similar application for 1 year. He could apply for something different.
So right now, one could do a defer, right? Is that correct?
If we heard it.
Yeah, we would hear it. Because there was no recommendation made by planning and zoning.
We would have to defer.
Right. But we would have the hearing now. If we then voted, or the council voted to turn this down after the deferral, after we received the recommendation planning and zoning, that's where the 1 year would come in. But if you allow, right now we're just voting on the motion.
To withdraw.
Right.
Understood.
So, I mean, okay. If we voted, I guess the bottom line is if we did not allow this to be withdrawn, they are not in position today to present their case. Correct?
That is correct.
Absolutely. So they could not build a record.
That is right. Mm-hmm.
Which automatically defeats it.
Right. We could defer for lack of record.
We would defer it.
We'd defer it.
Come back recommendation.
Right.
Yeah. We had to, because they have to move.
That's correct.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that we have a due date on these things because of the the work on the part of the county, the advertising and the clerical work that needs to be done. But, you know, I don't think we're asking for a whole, well, how many days are we looking at? 2 days or something? Additional days after the deadline.
They would have had to submit their withdrawal on Tuesday last week.
Yeah, okay. It's not that much.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions on the motion?
No, I would just want to make a comment. I would just, before I take the vote, and that would be, and I apologize, but, you know, in the end, it's because the Planning and Zoning has not voted on this applicant as of yet. You know, and in the end, the result is whether it could be positive or negative, but the fact is that the applicant's not prepared. I think it is wasteful of everybody's time and wasteful of the taxpayers' time and money, and that's not a good thing, I would tell you. And so for me, it's more so being prepared. If you're going to submit the application, you want to be prepared. Plain and simple. Not to be wasteful of the taxpayers and everybody's time and effort and energy in the process. So that's just my comment.
And Mr. President, that was my point, exactly.
Any more questions? We'll take a vote. Mrs. Deemer.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, I'll agree. I believe the holiday did have an impact on the response and the communications with everybody involved.
Mr. Charlotte.
I will vote yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. So it is officially withdrawn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Moore, next
Thanks
one.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Yes.
You're welcome.
The next case is conditional use 2032. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you.